Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit, broadcasting to you live in your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. Cha-ching. Happy 4th of July, everyone, to those of you who are in America. I apologize if I am hurting your feelings. Wait, am I? Do I? I don't know. 'Cause America has not become the greatest country in the world. It is a piece of shit. And I'm spelling it because I love cursing. I use it every single day. But there are certain things on the radio that should not be heard. There are certain things on YouTube that should not be heard, even though I watch people who curse daily on YouTube. Well, not daily, probably weekly. Anywho, you are tuning in to listen to music and to check and to listen to my random babblings. I need to work on that. But at least it's slightly controlled with checkiday.com. Yes, I said checkiday.com. It is spelt checkiday.com. C-O-M. It's actually a really cool website. You can it tells you what holidays are going on, the specific day that it's for. There's a holiday pretty much every single day of the year. And if it's not just one holiday, it's multiple holidays. I know it goes up to at least 17. At least as far as I can remember. My gosh. It was in June, I believe, actually, when I counted almost 17 holidays. It was ridiculous. I couldn't decide which ones to support. I couldn't decide which ones to celebrate. And actually, today's holidays are pretty interesting. Independence Day is one of them, but there's like, I know I counted it earlier, but let me recount just to be sure. Including Independence Day, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Yes, I was correct. Today there are 10 holidays going on. One of them, Independence Day. Now, I am going to be reading these in the order that, well, there's really no order. But I will tell you, after I read all of these holidays, which one I am going to support. And I'm going to read this list from top to bottom on this website. And again, that website is called checkiday.com. You should totally, totally look it up. It's a really cool website. And so today's holidays are Alice in Wonderland Day, Independence Day. Yes, it was marked second. Independence from Meat Day. What? Indivisible Day. Okay. Invisible Day. Not surprised. National Barbecue Day. National Barbecued Spare Ribs Day. Can we get any more stereotypical? National Caesar Salad Day. There's a change. National Country Music Day, to be a weird one. Sidewalk Egg Frying Day. Now, here in America, I'm sure there's somewhere a hot spot that you can fry your egg on a sidewalk or even just a rock. I'm hinting at Arizona, possibly. Of course, there are other countries in the world where it's super hot that you could just fry an egg anywhere. Even on sand, if you're willing to eat the sand stuck to the egg. Sorry about that. I do hope You're not eating that sand because of what I just said. Ew. Okay. So I actually did not do any research except for one. Let's see what the Indivisible Day is about. Indivisible Day is a holiday first proclaimed on July 4th, 2002 by Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. Ventura, really? It celebrates the unique secular nature of the American Constitution and offers a counterpoint to all that piety political candidates seem to be expressing these days. There were a number of demonstrations for it here in Southern California. Oh, this is an article. Incredible. Seriously? You're kind of full of it, are you? Okay. Well, at least we know what that is. Invisible Day. I want to know what this is. Because that, if you could be invisible for just one day. Nice, nice. Nicely put for your blog. Oh, no. There you go. Okay. For a second, I thought it wasn't going to load. What? There are days that everyone can feel a little invisible. These days can be brought on by bouts of pity. They can be brought on by a sense of failure. Or they can be brought on by the superpowers of another dimension and can make the rest of the world jealous as hell. I'm not the one that cussed. This is someone who wrote it in the blog. Okay. That is not any history. Come on. Let me look it up. Whoops. Invisible Day, July 4th. Come on. Invisible fabric. That's cool. Come on. No, not Indivisible Day. All right. Well, I would go into immense research, but that would waste time on the show today. But it doesn't look like there's much history to it. All right. Now let's see. What were the others? Sidewalk Egg Frying Day. Who the heck invented these holidays? Oh, man. Yeah. Okay. No history for that one either. All right. Well, as much as I should be... Oh, boy. Please, no. I'm not. Why are these people doing this? Okay, sorry. I'm getting distracted here. How much time have I wasted? Yes, okay. Point. Okay. The holiday I am supporting today is surprisingly not Independence Day. I mean, I would celebrate our great country. I would celebrate the flag. Only because I believe in the Constitution, and I believe in the voices that the people have. I just don't believe in the voices of politicians. I'm not going to put any more voice into that, though, because I don't follow politics, and I know I would not do well in a political debate on anything. So, let's get to the holiday that I have chosen. I've got to stop being so weird. Of course, then if I stopped being weird, then I wouldn't be able to hang out with my best friend. Yikes. That would be crazy. All right. So today, the holiday I am supporting is not Independence Day, but Alice in Wonderland Day. Now, you are probably wondering, why do I choose that? Is it because my name is Allison? No, it's not. Maybe it's just a tiny bit. And I have to say, I'm actually a little surprised that I'm supporting this because I was bullied with that in elementary school. I do not remember who it was, but in fifth grade, someone rudely called me with the nickname Alice in Wonderland. It pissed me off so bad that I've hated that nickname ever since then. And I've even barked at my, I've almost barked at my coworkers because they've called me that. My name is Allison, not Alice, even though that is my name in French, not Alice in Wonderland. It's Allison, simply Allison. Although I'm not really simple, I'm crazy hoo-ha. But now that I've told you what holiday I'm supporting, what holiday I am celebrating, I am going to start playing some music. Music that I'm supposed to be playing for you all. I actually did a whole bunch of research. There's like so many songs that are from different movies of Alice in Wonderland. I would play those, but I want to stay away from the movies, from the songs that were actually used in the films. I would rather play songs that are about Alice in Wonderland. There is one song in particular that should have been used for the Alice in Wonderland films, or at least the one that came out relatively in the past, what was it, that was relatively put out in the last 2 years. Or was it, no, it was 5 years, 6 years ago. Jeez, has it really been that long? Jeez. Okay, anyways, this should have been used for one of the latest Alice in Wonderland films. It was sung by Taylor Swift, but this particular song that's about to be played is written by or sung by someone else. Sorry. But it is a song by Taylor Swift. It is called Wonderland. Enjoy, everyone. Oh, and there are people quoting from the film.
Flashing light to me, took a wrong turn to me, fell down a rabbit hole. You held on tight to me, nothing's out of sight, spinning out of control. Didn't they tell us to rush in the deep? Didn't you flash your green eyes at me? Haven't you heard what becomes of curious minds? Ooh, isn't it all seem new and exciting?
And that was Wonderland by Taylor Swift, sung by someone else. I wish I knew what her name was, but she's super good, and she sounds a lot like Taylor Swift, surprisingly. I really wish the person who put this on YouTube had credited her name, but she didn't. I don't understand why, but she clearly put that it's not Taylor Swift. Really weird. You can actually find this video, you can find this song on YouTube on the channel. I'm going to have to spell it because I don't really know. I think it's 2B Celtic, TWOBECELTIC. It's a really good song, and I really wish they had used that song in the Alice in Wonderland film. All right, and now the song that's coming up next is, I don't know which one. I guess I will choose, it's not going to be that one. I really hoped it would be, though. I think I will choose a really old song, actually. This is actually a pretty good song. I listened to it earlier, and dang, the person who sings this almost sounds like a woman, but it's not. His name is Neil Sedaka. Sorry, I almost said his name wrong. And it's called, I don't really know if it's the actual song title of the song title, but it's what is put in the title of the video. It's on YouTube, of course. So let me to the right number here. And voila. The song you're going to be listening to is Alice in Wonderland by Neil Sedaka. I hope you enjoy.
Yeah.
And that was Alice in Wonderland by Neil Sedaka. Actually, give me 1 second. I forgot to do something. Whoop, pause. There we go. Okay, good. We're all good. That was a really good song, wasn't it? All right, I think I am going to, let me do the math here. Yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and play the next song, and then after that, bid you all farewell, because it's actually getting a little close to the end of the time. So this next song I'm playing was actually used, I don't know if it's actually in the film, but I think it's in the end credits of one of the Alice in Wonderland films. It was with Tim Burton's film, Alice in Wonderland, the one that came out in the past 6 years, I believe. My gosh, has it really been that long? Seriously. All right, so here we go. Alice Underground by Avril Lavigne. Enjoy.
A little creepy.
All right, I'm stopping it there just because, oh my gosh, I'm running out of time. All right, so that was Avril Lavigne by that was Alice Underground by Avril Lavigne. That was actually used in the credits of Alice in Wonderland, the Tim Burton film. And I seriously do have to bid you all adieu. So I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I give you Alice, Hey Alice by Rachel Rose Mitchell. You can actually find this on YouTube with the name Rachel Rose Mitchell. She's super good, and I hope you like it. Bye, everyone. Oh, whoops. Here we go.
Did you do it?